If the latest plan is approved, new redistricting lines will now join Wrangell, Saxman, Thorne Bay, Ketchikan, and some northern Prince of Wales communities in House District 1. Presently, Wrangell is the third largest community in a House district with Petersburg and Sitka, and has seen 10 years of leadership by Representative Peggy Wilson. This could soon change under new redistricting plans. The new legislative district lines keeps the city and borough of Wrangell intact while bumping it to the second largest community in its House district. Wrangell Mayor Jerry Maxend says he believes the new district boundaries will be an advantage to the community.
Our Senate district will include the House district and the House district in the Sitka area in the coastal region. So our current senator will, for the time being, remain our senator. And with the exclusion of Petersburg from our House district and the inclusion of north of Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan, Wrangell has moved from the third largest community in the House district to the second largest community in the House district. So that's good. That's good news for Wrangell.
Maxend says being the second largest community in its district will have both economic and political benefits. He believes Wrangell will now be on the radar when it comes to requests for funding and special projects. And he says from an elected official standpoint, travel will be easier.
So I think overall, you know, what has been proposed from the Wrangell borough perspective is extremely positive.
He says over the next 10 years, he hopes to see continued funding for capital projects and maintain adequate representation while working to better foster relationships with North Prince of Wales and Ketchikan.
Like I said, again, though, it is a drawback that Petersburg is not included in that House district because we do have a good working relationship with them, and we want to continue that. And I think we will be able to continue that. But for them, it may be a bit more difficult because they are grouped in with Juneau.
Maxend predicts Petersburg's exclusion from House District 1 will eventually cause some problems with joint community planning.
For lack of a better word, I think it stinks.
That's Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer. Dwyer says he's concerned about being grouped with Juneau in House District 3.
But, you know, they're saying that Juneau and Petersburg are fishing communities. That's a joke. You know, I mean, I wouldn't call Juneau a fishing community. That's one of the reasons why they put us together, or the rationalization behind it. You know, if we have a capital project, it'll be the last thing that comes out of anybody's mouth with that kind of a union, you know?
Along with concerns regarding representation, Dwyer says the new district lines don't consider future city plans.
But here we're going to have a borough, probably, pretty soon. And, you know, half of our borough won't be in the district, you know? It just doesn't make sense.
He says Petersburg is taking a hard look at the map and will likely have additional comments to give the redistricting board. The Alaska Redistricting Board continues meeting through mid-June, and its final plan could be challenged in court. Mayor Maxend says Wrangell and Petersburg have a great deal in common, from family ties to high school basketball rivalries to special projects. He says he wants to see that connection continue, regardless of how the redistricting plan shakes out. The Wrangell Borough Assembly will be holding a joint workshop with Petersburg City Council Tuesday, June 7th, to discuss redistricting, economic development, and coastal management. The meeting will be at 11 a.m. in the Nolan Center. In Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.